Hello, leaders, and welcome to episode 15 of the podcast today. How are you all doing? What's happening? I wanted to wish you a very happy and fulfilling year 2021. We need to keep supporting each other. It is a pleasure to have you, to get to know you, and to read your feedback. I feel very blessed to have been able to create this space for leaders to self-educate, reflect, grow, and think about their mindset as they enter what I call the new era of leadership, which is more progressive and inclusive of others around us, but also relies a lot more on our ability to self-lead, to build a leader we want to be inside, to become more effective around others on the outside. Leadership is about managing your own mind, first and foremost. This is what I think and see in the coaching room and in my own life, day after day. First, I wanted to give you an update on the leadership online course I am creating. As you might have noticed, the title of the podcast has changed. The podcast is now called Inside and Out Leadership, which is also the title of the leadership online course I am creating. Let me tell you a little bit about the story behind this. So this is about my own journey as a coach, as a leader, as an entrepreneur developing a business, and as a human being experiencing life on this planet. As I started developing the podcast, I realized that what I am really interested in and what always changes the game for leaders in the work they do is two key areas. First, working on themselves, their mindset, their self-awareness, their self-leadership, and its practical applications in the workplace and in life. This is the work we do within as individuals to be better leaders on the outside. The key words here are mind and self. Managing your mind and by extension yourself in the way you behave and show up with your colleagues, your team, your business, and your organization. Second, working on building meaningful and empowering relationships. I keep repeating that we are never a leader in isolation. This means becoming extremely skilled at building what I call our interpersonal capital, our asset in terms of the quality of our interactions, short or long, with everyone we work with on a daily basis. So as I developed my coaching business and this podcast, I started to realize that I was always coming back to these two areas, personal development on the one hand and interpersonal development on the other hand, in my posts, in the topics I chose to talk about, and how I approach developing leaders in the coaching room. And I realized that for me as a person as a leadership coach, this is where the secret to both happiness and great leadership lies, first and foremost. This work is a non-negotiable step before moving on to strategic and programmatic leadership development. This has been my journey of figuring out what resonates with me, what I'm really good at, and also what adds value to others. And I'm still very much on that journey. This also means that I am able to build and deliver a high quality product designed for leaders who truly want to stand out. A course which brings up real challenges, offers real coaching, and fosters real leadership. So remember this new title and make it part of your vocabulary, Inside and Out Leadership. I am very excited with how the program is building up and how much value it is going to give to leaders in the making or seasoned leaders wanting to revisit foundational leadership work. The podcast will give you lots of samples and snippets into the value that this program delivers, including today's episode. I am also very excited about the format of this course. It will be a blended format where all the content will be online for people to be able to study and reflect at their own pace with lots of guidance provided to go through the content is in the most effective way. But I have decided to layer even more value by offering the option to attend weekly group coaching calls with me, to ask questions and get coached on particular situations you encounter in your leadership role in relation to the content taught on the course. For example, you might have studied a particular class or chapter about building trust and rapport or learning to propose, and wondering how to apply this to your own leadership context, your business, or perhaps your team. Signing up for the online course will give you access to 6 months worth of coaching, of group coaching, to get support and learn how to implement the content in a way which is relevant to your situation. I will be starting delivering webinars at the end of January, and I am very excited. The details of this will be in the show notes, so please check them out. And please watch that space and get in touch with me if you have any questions. So, enough talking about me. Let's talk about you and dive into today's topic, leadership legacy. I truly think that working on your leadership legacy is a game changer on so many levels, including your own work satisfaction, levels of energy, and ability to empower others in a way that is meaningful to both yourself and the people you take on board with you. This topic will be covered in detail on the Inside and Out Leadership course, and today's episode will give you all the basics to get started on applying this concept to your leadership work. Leadership legacy is a concept which has been around for well over a decade. There are plenty of articles and books on the subject going as far back as 2006, with, for instance, Kuzis and Posner's A Leader's Legacy, or articles published that same year by the Harvard Business Review. Today, I would like to reveal the reasons why legacy is such an important part of being an effective and positively impactful leader. Why legacy has been the object of so much research, reflection, and study. Most importantly, I would like to show that legacy is a game-changing tool to build and maintain a strong, introspective, and focused leadership mindset, which will make all the difference in the value you bring to people on the outside. We all know and admire leaders who have left their mark on the world. People who have made an impression on us and left us changed for the better. People who have influenced our thought process and behavior through the power of their communication, of their convictions, their worldviews, their ways of working, or simply by consistently role modeling behaviors, which we thought add value to all, or at least to us. They could be our first mentor way back, a competitive sports coach, a line manager, or a colleague. They could be local to us or internationally recognized. It doesn't matter. What matters is the legacy they leave with us, whether we have worked with them directly or are in contact with the idea of them, their presence, via social media, town halls, or in the news. These leaders have given us something. They've passed on something to us. Now it is time to start to think about what we want others to receive from us as leaders. Some of you might have noticed that for me, leadership encompasses a lot more than organizational leaders. Leadership is not about wearing a suit or having a status. Some of the best leaders I have seen and had the pleasure to work with are anonymous and work in very humble environments. My own school of leadership has not been a business school or years of corporate ladder climbing. My own school of leadership has literally been the school, the humble, secondary school, the humble university. No paid-for phones, laptops, cars, drivers, or plush hotels. The humble classroom was where I trained to become an effective leader. Guiding, empowering, mentoring, teaching teams of 25, five times a day. Creating momentum for the group whilst looking after each individual. Then later, I mentored other teachers so that they could do this well too. I led whole departments so that this could be done well on a much bigger scale. My school of leadership was made of hard work, lots of slaps in the face, exhaustion, and thousands of lives touched by the way I connected, by the way I listened, and by the way I intervened. That's the best school of leadership, if you ask me. I first started thinking about the concept of my legacy as a teacher when I retrained to become a teacher in the UK in 2013. By that stage, I had 11 years of teaching and teacher training experience, and somehow I had never been connected to the concept of legacy. I had never really thought about how I wanted people to see me and remember me. One day, in one of our training workshops, we did this exercise. Write down three adjectives you want your students to use to describe you. This was hard. There were so many things I wanted them to think and so many ways I wanted to leave my mark. I was really struggling. My trainer at the time came over, and when I explained why I struggled, he said, "Muriel, this is not just about you. This is also about them." I had to think about what I wanted to feature, which would be in alignment with myself, but also would create value for my students, their learning, and their broader education, knowing that my impact would be on a big scale. A full-time teacher speaks to around 600 students a week. And then, almost instantly, I came up with the three Fs: fair, firm, and friendly. I knew that students are big on fairness. Do what you say you'll do, and do it the same with everybody. That's how you gain the trust with students. Actually, later on, I discovered that it is exactly the same with teams of adults. Firm is key because, let's face it, you don't want to be messed around by a group of teenagers. The boundaries need to be there and they need to be firm. It would not benefit them to be able to do that, because then the lessons would not take place. Thirdly, friendly was just me, my own stamp. Friendly is how I wanted to be, inside and outside the classroom. It is my own way of being connected, human, and approachable. I had seen too many teachers lose their humanity. The three Fs became the brush strokes of my legacy as a teacher, and although the imprint I want to leave people with has evolved in the teacher trainer and leadership space, the concept of legacy has never left me since that day. I would like to dive a bit deeper into what the term legacy actually means and how it benefits leaders. The usual definitions of legacy focus on something which will have been passed on from an earlier time, from one generation to the next. And although leadership legacy is about passing something on, it is not necessarily generational. It is a lot more horizontal and global. Age, race, gender, status, and location are not central to leadership legacy, especially in our globalized world and economy. You as leaders can leave an imprint on anyone else anywhere in the world, which is a beautiful thing. To me, the most central element of leadership legacy is intentionality. Leaving a strong legacy, which people will remember over time, requires deliberate thinking and action taking on the leader's part. People will remember you for the things they see you do the most. There is a core element of behavior and role modeling in leadership legacy, and consistency in behavior can only happen if there is an intention and deliberate implementation of this behavior. The other element which is important here for our leadership legacy is to think about time and use time in a different way. Instead of thinking about the past, bringing the past into the present and what you receive, I want to invite you to think about the future and work backwards into your present. The behaviors you are displaying as a leader in the present are inspired by the future, the vision, and the final result you aim to create by the time you exit. Whether you are part of an organization, a community, run your own business, or simply want to create a legacy within your family. The concept of legacy is beneficial for leaders because it helps to keep a strong intention and focus on the end results, working backwards from our point of exit in the future. Legacy operates on the mindset level. It keeps us creative, resourceful, and willing to explore. It helps us to adjust our behavior throughout the day to honor the legacy we have chosen to leave behind us. Thinking in advance about our leadership will have a direct impact on both our behavior and levels of work satisfaction as leaders. It will act as a little light bulb going off when we step out of alignment. This concept of alignment, which is so often spoken about in the leadership and corporate space, is simply put an internal validation. This happens when you have found what represents you the best and you are behaving accordingly, without seeking approval from people around you. You might feel that working collaboratively is something you want to role model because you feel it adds value to your team and to the quality of the work produced. You will be in alignment when you are intentionally seeking collaborative behavior, even on days where you feel like shutting off. And if for any reasons people around you are shutting off from collaboration, you will actively seek to bring them back in a collaborative space without needing anyone else's approval. At the end of your time in an organization, it will be about measuring the quality of your relationship to yourself and the quality of your relationship with other people, nothing else. One of my main sources of inspiration for the work I do with leaders on legacy is a book called The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying by Bronnie Ware. This sounds very dramatic, but it really isn't. Bronnie allows her readers to reflect on what will truly matter when the end comes, which can be a metaphor for our legacy as professionals and leaders in our line of work. I sometimes take leaders through this exercise where I ask them to project themselves to the end of their life. What do they have to say? What do they want to remember most? What will truly matter when it comes to their career? How do they want to be remembered? What I have learned from doing this exercise and from listening to people doing it is that the answers are about behaviors and emotions, not about status and possessions. The answers are about personal alignment and fulfilling relationships. The answers shrink our big global world to something a lot smaller on a human scale, down to what truly matters. Every leader's legacy will be different. with an emphasis on certain aspects such as values, innovation, health, community, and so on and so forth. There will also be times in your leadership career where you will leave something significant behind, and times when it will be quieter and about the smaller things. Everything counts. Everything matters. Each conversation, each interaction, each decision. I was employed as a leadership coach just before I started my own business and had to organize my handover. Although, as a coach, I was an individual contributor in the organization at the time, the handover entailed 40 coaches belonging to 3 different organizations to be handed over to 3 different coaches, 2 of which were completely new to the team and to the job. Each organization had their separate HR teams and sponsors to loop into the handover. This handover was as much about content and training as it was about passing on trust, rapport, and facilitating positive relationship building. This was a big piece of work, and I was determined to put my stamp on it, mostly for the sake of everyone involved and to honor my personal alignment with the value of responsibility. So I took the lead and put together a minute process in the form of a spreadsheet, and to involve lots of human interactions and input at various times over the 3 months. I decided that I wanted people to remember me as caring, organized, and knowledgeable. I wanted them to have the best experience of receiving training, being communicated information, and transitioning from one coach to another coach. I cared about the community and the impact I was making as a coach. The feedback I had on the process was overwhelmingly positive, and I know that to this day, months later, the team there are still using my spreadsheet for the handovers. So I would like to leave you today with 3 questions which will help you delineate your leadership legacy and start acting from that place. I want to invite you to think as far as you can into the future, 5, 10, 20 years. Question 1. What do you want to be remembered for by the people who have worked with you or been under your leadership? This question is not about being liked or disliked. Remember my 3 F's. At times, I wasn't liked because I was firm. But it is possible to be firm and friendly at the same time. What are the 3 ways you'd like your colleagues, team members, clients, or organization to describe you? These are your non-negotiables for your own personal alignment and in the interest of the people you lead. It doesn't matter whether you have a commercial relationship with people or not. 3rd question, what might you start doing differently to create this legacy? This question is to get you thinking about your behavior and get into action. How would you show up? I would like to leave you today with a quote from Kuzis and Posner, authors of the book A Leader's Legacy. It says, quote, "Legacies are not the result of wishful thinking. They are the result of determined doing. The legacy you leave is the life you lead." End of quote. Let me repeat this. Legacies are not the result of wishful thinking. They are the result of determined doing. The legacy you leave is the life you lead. End of quote. This is our opportunity to decide on what we want to leave and be that leader in advance. Goodbye, leaders, and see you next week.